Psalms 147. The prophet exhorts to praise. You see, singing is praising God. And singing is the gospel as well as preaching, for the gospel is nothing but good news. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praise unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem, he gathereth together the outcast of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars, he calleth them all by their name. Great is our Lord, and of great power his understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek, he casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, sing praises unto the harp, upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountain. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens with pride. He delighteth not in the strength of the horses, he taketh not in the pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and in those that hope in his mercy. Praise ye the Lord, O Jerusalem, praise thy God, Hosanna. May God add unto us a blessing for the reading of his word. May it serve as a tribute to the dedicated souls there, whom we are honoring here this afternoon. May God bless you.
Soon and very soon, oh, we're going to see again. Oh, soon and very soon, oh, we're going to see again. Oh, soon and very soon, oh, we're going to see again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going.
brother to our guest minister and to our associate pastor here, who can be with our guest minister. On one occasion, Jesus said to all people, we dedicate this song to the soul's dead, to keep on, to let your light so shine that all people may see the good work, glorifying not ourselves, but the Father in heaven. God bless your soul's dead. This good light of mine, Lord, have mercy. Lord, I Dr. Moon, and all our people, the Soul School, and all of us. You know, and to church, so, when you're not willing to go, and you're going to church, and they're coming, I mean, at all times. You know, as we said this morning, the day was too cold for our people. Last Sunday was invading the hard way. And we must now be, well, in the name of God, can we go back, you know, and serve the worship of the true and living God. When God called on Jeremiah, he said, Lord, I'm too young. And God said, don't tell me that. I ordained you before you were born. When God called on Moses with the burning bush, he said, God, I can't go down there. I'm the midst and I'm not eloquent of tongue. I'm incoherent. And the Lord told Moses, well, I tell you, open your mouth and I'll speak for you. You just go. But one day that same God called Isaac, the son of Abraham. And the angels called him, and he said, we need somebody to go. And God didn't make him any promises. He didn't say, I'll take you ahead in class. I'll promote you to a higher rank of ministry. Isaiah said, here am I, Lord. Send me. Let me say it. Thank you. by request. I was asked to sing the verse 2, Lord, I give great consolation. When I say, you don't mind, see my soul. You know, friends, prayer, theologically speaking, travels with the speed of thought. And it is one personal rapport communication with your thought. It's one that nobody can hinder you from. You don't have to pay attention to church. Out loud, prayer is contemplation, prayer is meditation, prayer is the sincere thought from a born-again Christian or a sinner who seeks salvation. God will hear you pray. And you know, church, and the soul says, sometimes, I know, don't you have to pray? And isn't it true that sometimes that's the only consolation you don't get? Sometimes other groups let you down. Turn against you and become too competitive. You have congruity or harmony in your program, but you have to go on anyhow. Sometimes you have to fall on your knees. And the Lord have mercy upon you. And when you do that, bowing prayer, you rise automatically, your brother Christian. So soul says, remember, I don't know about you, but Brother William Blair and singers, I get great consolation. And I pray, don't you?
Amen.
I get great consolation. Lord, I get great consolation. Lord, Lord, Consolation, Lord, when I pray.